こんにちは。ブラードコーナーの別のエピソードへようこそ。Hello and welcome to another episode of the Blurred Corner with your favorite host, Rich 先生。
Gotta let that one resonate for a minute, yo. That intro was done by Darks. Darks is over at the Salt Happens podcast. You can find them on Instagram, Twitter, at the official Salt Happens. Shout out to Mighty Shield Versus for putting me on with Darks, getting this stuff done. Because, man, this outro, this intro is definitely a bop. Shout out to The Clarkin, FTO Nerd Talks, Anything Period Podcast, my promoter Nia. Let me see what else I got. The Blurred Culture News, Black Charlie Brown, Nerds with Melanin, Stuck Button Podcast, everybody, Blurred Dojo, The Daily Witch, Blurred Search, everything, everybody. All right, let's get back to it. So, forgive me, I got a cold. I'm not going to edit this, remaster this. This is just how I'm going to be speaking from here on out. So, this episode, I wanted to cover, first of all, I want to talk about bullying. Because there was a kid in Australia who, allegedly a kid in Australia, who was being recorded by his mother. And I guess he was getting bullied at school, allegedly. And talked about how he wanted to kill himself. Give him a knife so he can kill himself. Give him a rope so he can kill himself, whatever. And then I seen people come out of the woodwork saying, no, this guy's not a 9-year-old boy. This guy's a 18-year-old paid actor. Yada, 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 yada. I don't know the exact length of the story, but I just want to talk about bullying. And bullying is bad. Cyberbullying, however you do it. It's not fun to fucking put somebody down for your own fucking regards. I don't give a fuck who you think you are. If my kid was to come home crying, talking about how they want to take their life because they can't handle being in school, they can't handle that in the third. They keep it 100, I'm putting the whole family line under the ground. My life is no longer mine. I live through my kids. I made that decision a long time ago. Decisions I made in the past. So anybody threaten my kids, it's a wrap. Like the whole bloodline, the whole everybody in the house, it's a wrap, it's packy. I know that my Alexa in the background looking at me and shit. My FBI agent's concerned, but he can't touch me right now. But for real, bullying is bad. Like, talk to your kids, stop fucking doing it. It's not cool. You're fucking lame. You're a fucking loser, and somebody's gonna beat your ass one day. Just stop now while you ahead. But the internet's saying that story's kind of funny. They're saying that guy's 18-year-old promoter, yada yada yada. Look, man, the internet is so fucking vast. It's so easy to fabricate stuff. I'm not even gonna speak on that either because I have no idea what's going on. I just wanted to bring a point down to bullying and how it's not okay, not good. Now stop that shit, all right, before you piss me the fuck off. All right, so in this episode, I'm going to talk about the anime that's in my Mount Rushmore. So my Mount Rushmore list has many variations, but this one is going to be the one that got me interested in anime and brought me back into anime. So it's going to consist of stuff from like the 90s to currently. This is just some stuff that I feel would help a person my age who grew up watching some of this stuff be reintegrated back into anime. All right, so let me reiterate first and foremost. This is not my greatest of all time. This is not my top four anime. This is just anime that I feel that people who are my age experienced growing up and what it would take for them to get back into it now. Mind you, I'm 29 years old. I'm not too old. I need knee braces and ankle braces when I run and work out. But other than that, I'm in perfect shape. But yeah, so first one's gonna have to be Dragon Ball Z. Because if you're a male under 35, maybe even older than that, under 35 in America, you grew up watching Dragon Ball Z. There's no way you haven't heard about it. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, that blasphemy, Dragon Ball GT. And I'm pretty sure that you've seen Super when it was airing regularly and you were a kid watching it. I'm pretty sure you were watching Super. Cause when Super was coming out on Crunchyroll, like as soon as the episode dropped, like the servers would crash. Like Demon Slayer didn't do that. Reincarnated as a Slime didn't do that. Dragon Ball Z is simply goated because of the history, because of the fandom, and because of the longevity. So that'll be number one on my Mount Rushmore of anime to bring you back into anime. And before Z wasn't the... I seen Z, then Dragon Ball. So that's why Dragon Ball's not in my list. You have to see Z to appreciate Dragon Ball, in my opinion. But, so I got a cold. I'm not sitting here doing lines in between, like, recording sessions. But, my second one is gonna have to be Yu Yu Hakusho. Reason being, there hasn't been an anime to date that I've seen that holds a candle to the story, how the characters are written, to the comedy, just the overall atmosphere of Yu Yu Hakusho. Like Botan Yusuke Kuwabara, Hiei. I'm missing one. Damn, what's that nigga name? Kurama. Yeah, there you go. That they might be the hardest fucking gang in anime, next to the Z Fighters and next to the, I'm gonna say it, Black Bulls, Black Clover. I need some water, hold on. But yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho is also revolutionizing the way we watch anime today. It is the first anime with the big tournament arc. I mean, yeah, there's been other tournament arcs, but this is why your animes today keep having tournament arcs. The Dark Tournament is one of the best tournament arcs in all of anime, and there's no competing. There's nothing. And if I'm 29, like I said, so if you're like around my age, a little bit older, you've seen Yu Yu Hakusho, stayed up night watching Cartoon Network or some shit like that, or maybe even Toonami during the day. But you've seen Yu Yu Hakusho. And I probably unlocked the hidden memory. If you haven't watched it in a while, go pull up, go watch it. I just finished rewatching it again like 2 weeks ago, and it never gets fucking old, yo. And that intro, Smile Bomb, slaps forever bop. People just need to understand that's like one of the best anime intros out there. And the next one for me would be Crossing Fields from Sword Art Online, but we're not gonna talk about that because that's not on my Mount Rushmore list. Maybe I'll do Mount Rushmore for the fucking greatest intros and outros of all time. But Smile Bomb is definitely up there. But before I go on to my next person, take a commercial break real quick, pay some bills, let Anchor do the little thing. All right, and we back. So, my next one on my Mount Rushmore anime is gonna be the anime that brought me back into anime. Cause mind you, I wasn't like a anime freak nerd dude that was like in school fucking doing the fucking Naruto run down the fucking hallway and shit like that. I was never that kind of guy. I'm pretty much to myself. But it was a dark time in my life. We're not gonna get into it because you're not that kind of clearance. But it was a time in my life where I myself had some issues, and I had a lot of time in my hands. So somebody was like, "Hey, Song Rich, Can you go ahead and they say, can you go ahead? Hey, you should watch this anime. What is it? He told me Naruto. I'm like, what? For what? I just watch it, so you got this free time. I see you in your room a lot. You stop coming out with everybody. You just check it out. So I'm like, alright. So a couple weeks roll by. I'm sitting in my room, bored as shit. I'm probably on a Sunday, whatever. I already did my gym things. Now I'm just sitting down watching what, the AFN, the Armed Forces Network, where they like replay a bunch of bullshit every day. But I plugged that bitch in. How did I get to it? I used one of those illegal anime sites. I was in Korea. They were a little bit of bullshit. But anyways, it was fucking Naruto. I started from when he was a kid, and I finished up with Shippuden. And people knock Naruto a lot. I mean, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, it brought me back into the realm of possibilities. So I'm pretty thankful for it myself. But Naruto had some life lessons. Naruto had to overcome a lot of things. The animation's on point. The fight scenes are on point. The story was him wanting to be Hokage, wanting to be acknowledged by the Leaf. But it ended up being about getting Sasuke back to the village. Which is cool, because Boruto is finishing in that story for him. Or that new chapter in the Boruto how you say it, Boruto? Anyways, and his son's new manga, it's about to go down. So we've been reading for, it's been what, 2 years, 2-3 years since it came out? The anime's still behind, but one day it'll catch up. And it's gonna be a problem. But Naruto was very inspiring during the time that I consider dark in my life. It motivated me, it did. And I feel like if people opened it up with an open mind and gave it a chance, they had the same reaction I did to it. And again, like I said, it's not in my best top five or whatever, but it is for sure one of the animes I'll consider near and dear to me. Alright. And next on Mount Rushmore, it may be the best anime story progression, world building, character development. You've heard me say it before. You hear me talk about it. The memes on Twitter, the memes on Facebook, the memes on Instagram. Yes, it is motherfucking One Piece. And hold on. My water. But it's not. It is. It's. I understand people who don't like One Piece. Like, they complain about it being too long, but that's the kind of story that I want. Something I can follow along with, actual progression. You know what I'm saying? There's never any holes, because Oda comes back and fills the holes in later. Something you thought was a hole years ago is now being re-referenced now, and it has actual meaning to it. Eiichiro Oda is the GOAT. He's probably my favorite manga writer for creating One Piece and the Grand Line and everybody like that. I like Luffy. He's not like not to power of friendship gets him through it. Luffy takes L's. Luffy got his ass beat for an entire year on Whole Cake Island to just so happen magically win. But I didn't like Fairy Tail because of the this is my friend, yada yada, and magical power come out of nowhere. That shit's played in all anime. I understand it's like a shonen thing, but it's super played out in that one. That's why I look at you crazy if you recommend Fairy Tail to me. Stop it. But back to Luffy. Luffy's from the East Blue. He has dreams of becoming a pirate. Pirate King. Not only does he want to be a pirate, he wants to be the best pirate out there. And of course, everybody meet with obstacles. And this guy set off, set sail in a bullshit ass raft. I don't know why the island let him do that. Little ass boy going up the island in a little raft. But man, the anime's been out since 99. The manga's been out since 97. And like the growth of Luffy is hard to unappreciate. People will sit here and cap all day about this, that, and the third, and won't even open up to read it. Like, okay, the character designs are a little off, a little weird, but it's anime. Motherfuckers out here watching fucking hentai, fucking tentacle bitches fucking each other and shit, but you gonna complain about how somebody looks in One Piece? Bro, you can't take everybody's recommendation at face value, bro. But I tell you, One Piece is one of the best. It's goated. It's goated in my book. One of the greatest of all times, and there's no disputing that. The amount of haters it has is a clear indication that it's great. It's long, but you're gonna enjoy it. Everybody that said they hate One Piece sat down, watched it, or read it from start to current, and it's like, yo, they had like a life awakening. And I'm here to put that upon thee. If you haven't watched One Piece, go ahead and fucking watch it, or go ahead and read it, whatever your fucking, whatever way you feel you need to ingest this information, do it. But yeah, man, One Piece is golden, and it's nice, it's long, it's consistent. Cause after I got done with Naruto, I was like, man, I need some more anime to watch. That's why I watched all these one seasoners. I'm like, oh fuck. Look it up. There's no season two. What the fuck? And I'm like, what the fuck? I need something long, something good. Man, I remember seeing One Piece, but the little rubber kid, the little straw hat back in the day, I was like, man, let me go ahead and watch that shit right there. So I picked it up. I seen some of it growing up when it was on TV, but not enough to my recollection. But when I picked that bitch up, I started watching that shit. Yo, Arlong Park arc is the one that got me. I'm like, all right, Luffy that nigga. And anybody say anything bad about him, they can fight me. That's the arc where I started to feel like that. So, take my advice, man. If you around 29, 30, see all this anime hype going around, tune in, man. You're never too old to get into it. And you'll probably appreciate it more at your age. The young kids don't know shit. Punk ass 18-year-olds. Think they know something. But anyway, at that point, I sound like my father. That, okay, yeah, continue on. So I already covered Dragon Ball Z, Yu Yu Hakusho, Naruto, One Piece. I know Mount Rushmore only has four faces, but let's go ahead and add two more to the newer generation to get somebody more interested in anime. I promise you I'm not doing cocaine or anything. I just got a stuffy nose. That's why you hear me drinking water in the background. But I'm gonna give you a lengthy one. It's not lengthy, but it's holding up. So I'm gonna go ahead and say Black Clover for the newer generation. Black Clover's currently at like 120 episodes or whatever, and it's one of the most improved animes, in my opinion. It starts off kind of slow. The main character is a screamer. I mean, if you watch it in dub or sub, my man Asa is a screamer. But as the story goes on, they called it a magical Naruto because he wants to become the pirate, not the pirate king, that's One Piece. He wants to become the wizard king, and he has no powers. He lives in this magical world where everybody who's gifted grimoires, and they have like some kind of mana affinity with them. But our hero, Asta, does not. So upon sheer will and determination, Asta has to be able to summon his own grimoire, which is a five-leaf clover, which is a demonic one. But he doesn't need mana to control it. They haven't really said what power he's using except for devil's powers, but we don't know how it's infused, how it's manifested. But this new arc that's going on right now, it's gonna explain all of that. Yo, my guy Asta, he becomes a problem. He's not a swordsman, but he tries to become one. He's strong as shit. He has the willpower, the strength, and it's thoroughly entertaining. I love all the characters on the Black Bulls. I love all the I love everything about Black Clover right now. Since I gave it time to grow on me, it's a weekly animated series. So sometimes the art sacrifices, but they saved this budget up for this last fight, the most recent arc that we just finished. But even still, it's like it's beautiful to watch. You appreciate Asta, and if you want some newer anime, that's gonna be the one of the go-tos to go watch. Who's the next one? What's another new anime that I could say if you watch this, you'll enjoy it? Damn. I guess you can watch Demon Slayer. I mean, I'm not really recommending it, but it was best anime of the year compared to according to Crunchyroll, which I disagree with that. It was very beautifully drawn, but it was far from being the best anime. But these award shows are a popularity contest. I think you heard my last episode where I talked about that too. But that being said, I'm gonna have to go ahead and say A Taste of the Isekai Life. I'm gonna say Sword Art Online. People probably turn faces up at me right now, but Sword Art Online, for what it is great. I enjoyed it. The first season was great. It started to veer off during the second, third season, but it's made a comeback. It's redeemed itself for me these last two seasons. These Alice Edition arcs, this current arc right now is going on. It's redeemed itself for sure, 100%. People don't like the Elven arc because it gets really incesty, but it's not to their fault of their own. They didn't know who was who, but anyways, it was weird. But I kind of understand it. I don't advocate for that shit, but I get where the writer was coming from. But my man Kirito has to be talked about as a solid sword fighter. Number one being Zoro, of course. Rest doesn't matter to me. They can't beat Zoro, except for Mihawk. But we haven't really seen Mihawk do too much, but Zoro's fucking the drive. But anyways, Sword Art Online. There's a lot of episodes, a couple movies. It's an actual franchise people listen to, people watch, people read. It keeps coming back because it has a fandom. And regardless of somebody to say about it, you need to go check it out. See for your own self. People talk about it's hard to get an unbiased opinion on things because people who hasn't seen something will call it trash, and then if you haven't seen it, you're like, well, I'm not gonna watch it now because somebody told me it's trash. I'm a firm believer that you need to go ahead and like do it for yourself, do it for you, get out there and explore yourself. But that's my Mount Rushmore. Like, if you're my age and you're looking to get back into anime, you can watch any of those. Any of those will pull you right back in. And there's various groups on Facebook and shit that's very anime related, very friendly. Kind of childish, but once you get older, man, this is how it is. There's no escaping it. But yeah, man, I mean, Mount Rushmore, my animes that I recommend for people around my age, a little bit older, to get you back into anime. Mind you, if you're like in anime, then you're not gonna be like, you're gonna experience disagreements. It's okay, I get it. This is just for somebody who isn't a regular, but is interested in getting back into it. These are some door openers, in my opinion. Straight bops. All of them. Even if you don't like it, like you cannot deny the new season of Sword Art Online and how fucking fire it is. from the story to the animation to the fight scenes, it's all fucking detailed and beautiful. And people capping over that. People hate it. But Galatians 4:16, I'm your enemy because I tell you the truth. It'd be like that sometimes. Man, I want to appreciate everybody coming out here, spending time with me, listening to me rant about stuff. I'm not making these too long how I did before in the past, because I see now as a student, father, and husband, that you don't have much time to sit down and listen to stuff like that. And like, I listen to stuff on the treadmill at the gym. I listen to my stuff on my way to school. So I appreciate everybody lending me an ear. And I'm gonna keep it around this short, a half an hour, 20 minutes or whatever, just so you can get like a taste of what's, so you can pick my brain a little bit, so you can see what drives me to this, what motivates me, what gets me in here every weekend to continue doing this. I'm not making the money off of it, but I like the people I've met through it. I like talking to everybody out there. Hey, I'm going to fucking St. Louis for WizardCon fucking in June. So I'm pretty excited for that. So I appreciate you guys coming out here, showing me some love. And I'm about to wrap it right here. Y'all have a blessed week. Stay hungry, get money, stay out of trouble. Just make shit happen, all right?
Come on.
Shaking my head. Thanks for tuning into the Blurred Corner. Rich Sensei will be back soon. So please like, subscribe, and follow at the Blurred Corner on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you later!